all new Hot 107.9, Philly's hottest station for hip-hop and R&B. Hello, and welcome back to On Your Mind with Mia Mendez. Always continue to tweet your concerns and comments at Mia Mendez on Twitter, if you're on Instagram, at Mia_Mendez. And I now have in the studio with me author and expert on healthcare. His name is Jonathan Warner. Welcome.
Thank you. How are you? I'm doing well, Mia.
Great, great. Happy New Year to you. Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
I have got about 10 goals for the year.
That's awesome. I'm glad you said that, because I prefer the term goals. I've been saying that. I don't believe in, like, I don't know. I never give something up. Does anybody do that? Like, I have goals each year. So I'm glad you said that. That's awesome. Have a goal for 2014. And so a lot of people still have a lot of concerns with the changes in healthcare and the things that's going on and may not completely understand. So first, I just wanted to ask, what do you feel makes you an expert on this subject?
Well, 30 years ago, I got into the business of working with people and employers for benefit plans offered to employees at all types of employers, businesses and nonprofits and hospitals and such. And so I then 17 years ago started my own business. I actually started it on January 1st, 1997.
Oh, nice. You're definitely a goal planner. Go ahead. I love it.
And when you have your own business, it raises the ante a little bit.
Yeah.
You better be good at what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
but I'm a student by nature. I love to learn. And so I've written two books now, and the latest one is called How to Win the Healthcare Game.
Yes.
It's available on Amazon. But really what it comes down to is there are ways with all the confusion for people to think about health insurance now. But I really think the important thing is to think about it 10 years from now.
Right.
20 years from now.
Yeah. So why that title, Healthcare Game?
Well, we were playing Parcheesi on New Year's Eve, which is a game, but it's kind of a ruthless game.
Right.
And you make a bad move in Parcheesi and you get sent home.
Okay.
There are a lot of games that have that we play out there that can result in bad things happening along with success.
Yeah. You know,
like the great old game of life.
Right.
Right. When so you have all those children and you really weren't planning on it.
Okay.
You skip college and then you have to pay something.
Right, right.
So if you look at it lightheartedly, that's why I use the name game.
Okay.
It's serious stuff. But
yeah,
if you look
absolutely
at it lightheartedly and just say, all right, well, let's break it apart and figure out how to make it how to win the game.
So what would you say are the top major differences in healthcare then and now? Because I know you break down also in the book the history of healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you say are the major differences that people should know about?
When healthcare first got started in this country, it was actually less than 100 years ago. People just got health insurance to go to the hospital because that's what was expensive.
Right. Yes.
Right? We didn't really have a lot of medicines you could buy, and there wasn't a lot doctors could do other than try and help you feel better and maybe cut you open and take stuff out of you or fix a broken bone.
Right.
Well, a lot has changed since then.
It's a lot.
And there's so many different products and services out there. And there are products that have been around that used to be prescriptions that are now over-the-counter products that are a lot less expensive. It's so complex.
Yeah.
And at the same time, as we got more into comprehensive insurance coverage, especially in our marketplace here, the expectation of people was, this is like 20 years ago, 15, 20 years ago, was that they shouldn't have to pay much at all out of their pocket.
Right.
Well, with this new healthcare law, that's changing.
Mm.
And so it's in part because premiums are going up so much for everybody. And so then if you look at it, you have to decide, well, how much insurance do I need?
Right.
I need catastrophic insurance in case I end up in the hospital so I don't have to sell my house or my car or all of a sudden I end up with a big bill. But how much prepaid coverage is the right amount to have? And that's what I talk a lot about in the book.
Okay, so for each, I guess, could you give an example of someone, let's say, I don't know, a young adult, 30 years old, single, what would they need? If they don't have children, you know, what are they concerned with?
Well, if they are healthy, they're the best demographic, especially if they're male.
Okay.
Okay. females at that age tend to have children, which costs
right.
a lot of money.
Yes. Okay?
But if they're male and they're single, really it's you think about the guy who likes to race his motorcycle. Well, he needs to have insurance in case he cracks up.
Right. Okay? Yes.
But on a day-to-day basis, he probably doesn't take any medicines and you know, if he feels pretty good, he probably is just fine.
Yeah.
He's just fine. So a plan that has very low premiums and maybe has a very high deductible would be adequate for him, because he's really just looking forward to protecting himself in case he has an accident.
Right. Makes sense. So in the book, everyone, How to Win the Healthcare Game, basically you're breaking down the history, the changes, the things that are now to come. And I know that you also, you know, a lot of people are very visual. So you have a lot of charts and things of that nature. So what are some of those things they'll see within the book?
One of the charts that's in the book talks about how if you do take a plan that doesn't have a lot of upfront coverage, that doesn't have copays, that has these deductibles mm-hmm. and then coinsurance, if you could put money aside into what's called a health savings account.
Okay.
And if you go back to this idea that we have, most of us for most of our lives, an inconsistent need for expensive healthcare services,
mm-hmm.
and maybe once in every 5 years we have a bad situation happen.
And right.
We need more. We just need more healthcare. We go to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the years we don't. If you were to put money aside on a tax-deductible basis, growing tax-free interest that you could invest,
right.
you could build up savings over time and have
a nice
amount of money
yeah.
when you're older and you need more health care.
Yeah,
and you can even
sense.
Take it into retirement.
Okay, and where would you, I guess, how would they enlist in this? Is it?
Well, through employers, more and more employers are offering these plans with health
okay.
savings accounts. But there's still a lot that don't.
Okay.
If you were to buy insurance individually, if you just went to Blue Cross, for example, or Aetna
yeah.
here, they have plans that say HSA right on them.
Okay.
That means they're compatible. The biggest negative that people see when they first look at them is, other than for preventive services,
mm-hmm.
which are paid at 100%. Everything else, you have to satisfy that deductible. There are no copays.
Okay.
So if prescription costs $98.22, mm. that's what you pay.
Mm.
It's discounted. The insurance company's discount right. comes into play, but you're paying for the whole amount of that. So it's okay. just an important analysis.
Okay. In seeing, I guess, in your expertise and seeing the history and what is now healthcare, what do you think is maybe something that's still missing, that is still being neglected?
Well, I think that the confusion that's out there that people have regarding what it really is going to cost them,
mm-hmm.
even though it's talked about, it's missing. And so I'm going to actually leave a chart with you today.
Yes.
That would be helpful. That's actually, it's not in my book.
Oh,
it'll
okay.
be in a future version.
Okay.
But it breaks down, depending on what somebody makes,
yes, very
how much
mm-hmm.
their net amount would be out of their pay. So, mm-hmm. for example, if somebody's making $15,000 a year,
mm-hmm.
they can get a decent health insurance plan, what's called a silver plan, for $25 a month.
Okay.
The premium is actually about $250 a month if they're in their 20s.
Okay.
Okay. That same person, if they're making $15,000 and they're 60 years old, the premium goes up to more than $600 a month because they're older.
Okay.
The new premium system is every year the premium goes up based upon how old you are.
Right.
It's still $25 a month.
Oh, that's awesome.
Okay.
I know that there, because I spoke about this before with Obamacare, it's silver. How does it go? Silver?
Like platinum.
Okay, platinum is the highest. Yes, platinum.
And
is the
a
higher.
Lot of people that work have platinum plans at work.
Okay.
Okay, but platinum plans are super expensive under
right.
the new law. Right.
Yeah. So
and
it's like
gold,
silver, then bronze?
Then bronze.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So for someone, I guess, let's say $20,000 a year and less, would you say they would look at bronze?
Well, they might be able to look at silver because, in addition to, depending upon their income, in addition to the maximum that they can pay net in premium,
mm-hmm.
there's also a maximum that they can pay out of pocket. Some of these new plans okay. have like $6,000 in out of pocket cost responsibility before
right.
the insurance pays at 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you, again, are in, if you're making under $20,000 a year, mm-hmm. or about $20,000 a year, the most that you could pay out of your pocket, regardless of what's in the plan, is about $2,000.
Okay.
Okay.
So they do have a max. Okay.
So that's part of the way that the government was trying to help people.
Right. Yeah.
And I would say, though, if you're in that income bracket, $25 a month for catastrophic insurance protection, although it's real money, I like to go back to, all right, well, what if you go out to lunch 2 times a week? You know how much it costs to go out to lunch these days? It's $8 or $9 or sometimes $10.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so let's say you go out 2 times per week. You're spending $60 in a month.
Yes.
Just mm-hmm. to go out and have a nice lunch.
Yeah.
Which is, I understand that we have to eat.
Yeah.
But if you brought in your lunch, which you probably do some of the days, you know that that cost is probably $2 to $3.
Yeah. I always tell people that's the easiest way to save. If you would just cook and cut out going out so much, you'd be surprised.
Let me give you another example. And this is one of those scary, sad parts about the law, but it's part of the reality because of what impacts our health.
Mm-hmm.
If you smoke cigarettes mm-hmm. and you smoke a pack a day, you're talking $6, $7, $8 a pack, depending.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. That's over $2,000 a year for death sticks.
Mm.
Okay.
A pack a day, though. I'm not a smoker, so I don't relate to that. I understand that it can be an addiction, though, for people, but
sure.
I just don't.
Sure. Now, here's the worst part about it. Under the healthcare law, that premium that I just talked about can increase up to 50% if you're a smoker.
Mm.
So they're attacking smoking.
Giving you every reason to quit. Giving you every reason.
180,000 people, Americans, a year die because of smoking.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's a stat. There are all kinds of statistics.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, so that's just another nuance on that. If you're smoking, quit.
Yeah.
Now, you can smoke. This is one of the new little nuances. If you smoke 4 times or less per week, you're considered a non-smoker.
Oh.
Now, that doesn't mean you can't, you go out to the bar and you have a pack of cigarettes and consider that one of the four.
Oh, no, it's
but
each.
It's each.
Yes.
Right. So if
yeah,
you smoke 4 cigarettes or less per week,
right,
then you're not considered a smoker.
I can't imagine. I mean, I guess that's someone who's just trying to quit and they're kind of still there. Because why would you just smoke one? I figured if you're a smoker, you're going to really smoke. If I can go that many days without it, then what do I need this one for? You know, I don't know.
Well, you're right.
But, yeah.
But the point is, it used to be all or none.
Right.
And so if somebody is in a situation like I think about, you know, guys who like to smoke cigars.
Yes. Well, a lot of men do that. Yeah. They think.
But they might not smoke more than a couple cigars a week.
Right. That's true. And sometimes it's just on occasion, like they just like to have a cigar. That's true.
Yeah.
I don't know why I look at cigars and cigarettes differently, though. But I guess it's just the same.
Cigars smell worse. Well, that's an opinion.
How many books have you written, though?
I've written 2 books.
Okay, and both on healthcare.
Yes,
and okay.
I've been published. I published a white paper about 10 years ago, and then I had something published about HMOs back early in my career.
So, okay,
I'm actually about to complete a shortened version of this book. I'm going to call it the notes version.
Nice.
Something really simple for people that don't want to dig into all the details.
Yeah, that makes sense because people, you know, even how they say they want it in 140 characters or less because of Twitter and everything. People just want the information right away now. So smart. I like it. I know you wanted to break down just as far as, or earlier today you were saying the over 2 million people have signed up as of January 1st. To have health care, and they're hoping for how much more?
Well, let me go through the opportunity because this is a special year with 2014 and these new plans. People have up until March 31st to sign up for health insurance and not incur a penalty.
Right, yes.
Okay, if they sign up in January now, their coverage won't be effective February 1st. It'll be effective March 1st.
Okay.
Just, you know, that's the way it's working from this point forward. Yeah. A lot of these rules are similar to the way Medicare works.
Okay.
But you can sign up. So if you signed up in March, it would be effective in May.
Mm-hmm.
So if you at least sign up any time between now and the website is actually pretty easy to follow. You can get information on plans and costs.
Mm-hmm.
Put in your income and So they hoped for this year to get 7 million to sign up individually. And they're only at 2. They thought they'd be a little bit over 3 million at this point. So they are behind.
Okay.
But again, they're hoping it's going to it's going to transition. And again, if you look at your income and look at the numbers, unless you really here's where it gets kind of expensive.
Okay.
If you're making more than $30,000 a year, mm-hmm. you're not getting much of a subsidy. You're only getting about 15% of the premium as a subsidy if you're younger.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you're 60 years old, the premium's a lot higher. Mm-hmm. You still get the same amount of money, but that would cover about half of the premium. Mm-hmm. So you kind of have to, again, look at your age and look at what your needs are. And mm-hmm. and the last thing I guess I should say on this is if you don't get health insurance and you make $30,000, your penalty is $300.
I was gonna ask you to break that down. There is a penalty for those. I mean, it is law now, so there is a penalty, people, if you do not have health insurance. Yeah,
it'll happen on your tax return. Mm-hmm. So, assuming you file a tax return,
yes, please do that.
Yes, you would find any refund that you got reduced, and so that's the way it's going. That's the way it'll work.
Right.
Now that's 2014. It's 1% of your income. The minimum amount is $95.
Okay.
In 2015, it goes up. In 2016, it caps out at 2.5% of your income. So again, let's go back to that person making $30,000.
Yes.
And let's see what the math tells us. So you make $30,000, and you would have a penalty of $750, right?
Okay.
2.5 times your income.
Yeah.
Okay. Versus paying a premium of about $2,500 a year, so for insurance.
Right.
So it's still expensive, and that's one of the concerns that some people have with the law is the penalty is lower than you really are going to have insurance.
Right. Okay? I see what they're saying.
But if you get to a lower income level, why not?
Yeah.
You know, if you're at $20,000, you're going to spend about $1,000 a year in premium.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And your penalty is going to be about $500.
Okay.
So that gets to be a little better. Again, it's got to be something that you want to have.
Yeah. And I do feel that most people want to have health insurance because, you know, you do get concerned with future and just things that happen in life. You never know. And granted, you're saying it could be around $2,500 a year. But if something, you know, you think about that, if something were to happen and you have to go to the hospital, people have medical bills that are, it's almost like a school loan. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're paying Sally Mae. Everyone hates Sally Mae. So you're paying that, you know, for years to come. And if something were to happen and you don't have this insurance, it's a, you know, that's another bill that you could be having yearly. So.
And people should remember one of the, I think the best parts about this new law is that you can have a medical problem and not be turned down.
Yes.
The premiums are based on your age, where you live.
Yeah.
And whether or not you smoke.
That's the one. That is the one. Hilarious. Oh, my gosh. So, again, everyone, how to win the healthcare game. And you can find this on Amazon, right? It is on Amazon. Awesome. And can we just get the website again for people to actually sign up for health insurance?
Yes.
That people can go to?
It's called healthcare.gov.
Okay.
And you can go to any of the search engines and it comes right up, but it's really simple. It's all one word, healthcare.gov.
Awesome. And they have until March 14th?
March 31st.
March 31st.
To sign up. But just remember, the month you sign up,
it'll kick in about 60 days.
Yeah, it's the month after the next month.
Okay.
And some people, some of the 2 million, one of the concerns that's out there is that have signed up, they might not have paid premium yet. Insurance companies will not do what's called bind coverage unless they have some of your money. So if anybody signed up for insurance, but they haven't actually sent a check in or made a payment somehow, and it's January 2nd, they can't presume that their coverage is enforced today. They need to get that premium in.
Right. Okay. So
I think they have a few days to do it. But.
Right. So really it's once that payment is cleared and then it'll start to kick in. Makes sense. Makes sense. Yes, people. How could someone maybe contact you if they wanted you to just even come speak to a group or like a book signing type of deal?
My email address is jpwarner at warnerbenefits.com.
Awesome.
We have a website that's warnerbenefits.com.
Okay.
Okay.
And do you do that? Do you go to speak to groups often?
I do. I do. I really enjoy education.
Yeah. I was going to say most people who are successful in business, even from music artists, are by nature good students. They have that hunger to learn things. One of a producer I spoke to recently said that about Beyonce, that what's so awesome about her is that she is a student. Like, she constantly, as great as she is at what she does, she still today wants to learn. So she's always in a studio trying to grasp information. So, yeah, much success to you.
It's a lifelong opportunity.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, I appreciate you coming in and sharing this information with our listeners, because it is a huge concern. And a lot of people get confused and they feel like it's a lot of reading and information. So it's awesome to have someone like you break it all down in a great book. So again, everyone, How to Win the Healthcare Game. Find it on Amazon. Purchase it so you can just understand everything a little bit better. And please get health insurance. It's important.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yes. And Mia's going to read. You're going to read my book?
Yes, please. Give it to me. Let me tell you. That's why I understand my listener, because even for me, I still feel like there's more that I need to understand.
Great.
So, yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Jonathan Warner, everybody. How to Win the Healthcare Game on Amazon. I thank him once again. Also would like to thank my first guest, Julie Kausler of El Concilio. If you are interested in their foster care program and their great event coming up, also visit elconcilio.net. And there you have it, On Your Mind with Mia Mendez, coming to an end. I hope you enjoy the rest of your Sunday. I love you. Bye.